Welcome to the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. My name is Rita Perez. Hello. I've been a travel advisor for over 10 years and am navigating this winding road of entrepreneurship with you. I created this podcast because I wanted to share all the things I've learned from leaders both in and out of our industry that I really wish I would have known way back then. But alas, the important thing is I'm aware of them now, and I want you to be too. Ready for this week's show? Let's jump in. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday. Impromptu live. Very impromptu live because I wanted to share with you something that happened this morning or that I noticed this morning when I woke up. And that's why the title of this video is The Lurkers Are Watching, because that could be no truer than something that I saw. So I am mostly active for my travel business in Instagram and LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, I have been posting a lot recently about my recent cruise on the Provence region. And it has gotten so much traction on LinkedIn. Like, I feel like LinkedIn is somewhere that I need to be, and I'm forcing myself in a sense to be putting more headway on LinkedIn and making sure that I'm putting more effort there, because this morning someone, or I think it was at some point last night, but I only saw it this morning, someone who I'm connected to on LinkedIn, who I've never like had a one-on-one conversation with before, but obviously she is lurking, referred me to someone who was asking about utilizing a travel agent for a cruise. And when that popped up, I was like, they're watching. They're really watching. So when you think that your marketing efforts, like when you're doing different content posting, going live wherever you're at, having conversations, commenting on other people's posts, getting on other people's feeds by going live with them or being interviewed by them. Sometimes and very oftentimes it seems like, what am I doing this for? What's even the point? Because you don't really see an outcome, because marketing really isn't linear. It's not like you do this and then this is going to happen. Marketing can take a really long time for things to like kind of bloom and flourish. And I know, especially like the past 2 years, I have been networking and creating relationships and building my authority specifically within my niche, which is retreats on cruise ships, that I myself am like, when is it gonna happen? When is it? And I just feel like I am at the precipice, especially getting that, having that referral from someone that clearly is looking at my stuff, my content on LinkedIn enough to have felt comfortable to make that referral out. But I mean, even so, I recently went on this river cruise. I had sent out postcards and I was very strategic with who I send out postcards. I pretty much sent postcards out to people in my referral network because I was wanting, and I'm still in the planning process of planning a group trip to the Provence region in France for this fall. And I just wanted to generate some buzz around it. And there have been not only so many posts about those postcards, but so many comments from people in those people's networks now who are like, oh, I didn't even know that this existed. I didn't know that you could do a river cruise ship. I didn't know you could do a retreat on a river cruise ship. I didn't know river cruises existed in France. And so it is just, I'm like, I'm at the precipice of stuff that is happening right now. So just wanted to share that, one, if you haven't been utilizing LinkedIn, maybe that's a platform that you'd want to start checking out and start building your authority is one part. And then creating relationships is really the second part, because like I just mentioned in a post that Sheila Folk had in her group, relationship marketing is better than any other marketing out there. And that's what drives your engagement and the increase in reach on your content marketing. So you first have to have these relationships with these different people, and then you have to be building your authority, because it's not enough to be like, oh yeah, I like Rita a lot. Rita, myself, I have to be sharing the different knowledge that I have to build that like and that trust, and also that know. I mean, I just had a connection call with someone recently off of LinkedIn because of my content. And she may end up being an ideal client in the beginning, but right now she's a referral partner. I mean, she just connected me with somebody who is in the travel industry doing amazing things to support travel business owners as well. Which,
ready to play bingo in your travel business? Did you even think you could play bingo in your travel business? The monthly bingo board is more than just having fun while working your business. It is a tool to help you stay focused and hold you accountable while taking the necessary actions to move your business forward. You can even enter to win special rewards when you achieve a bingo for the month. Join our travel bingo community by visiting the link in the show notes. We can't wait to cheer you on in success.
I have been following said person for a while now and have been wanting to get to know her. So it's incredible that now I have this like one-on-one connection with her. So I feel like I've said this a lot. Like, it is not just about posting things. You have to be creating the relationships. So utilize LinkedIn if you haven't been utilizing LinkedIn. It is not just about posting. You have to be commenting on other people's posts. As I've mentioned various times throughout the visibility series, you need to be visible, but you need to make sure that the people in your network also feel seen and also feel visible in whatever it is that they are doing. And that helps to cultivate relationships. I almost feel like it is equal parts of you create, like, establishing yourself as the authority and equal parts of creating that relationship and helping those other people's content to make sure that they're like, huh, this person has been really supporting me. Maybe I should take a look at more of what they're doing. Or this person like seems really interesting, somebody that I should have in my sphere. Let me set up a connection call. That is what you want to have, or have going for you, at least within your travel business. So, and I know I mentioned this a couple times before, I have felt like I post all this stuff out and it's nice to get like certain likes and comments or shares on the certain things. But when I hear people saying, yeah, I've listened to your podcast. You listen to my podcast. Like, it's just very reaffirming to hear people tell you, yeah, I'm looking at your stuff and I'm paying attention. There's somebody that, again, who's in my network. It was like, oh my gosh, you've got me dreaming of so many different things every time you post something about a trip that you've been on. And so you just have to repeat similar things over and over and over again. But you have to do it in a way that it is providing a service and where you are helping to solve a problem or an issue that this person or potential clients cannot solve on their own. That is another facet, because I will preach time and time again, I love to support other business owners. We love to support people who want to go on vacations, but love of that is not enough for someone to convert into a client. Again, like I use plumbers for everything. Not literally everything, but for every example. And a plumber can love to do like all this water work within homes, but that is not enough for me to hire you to work on the waterworks in my own home. I need to know certain other things, like, what are your credentials? What is your education in the sense, like, how well versed are you on certain things? And, how you know that someone is well versed is if you look at their content and they're talking about multiple different things on plumbing, you're like, okay, all right, they know a thing or two of what they're talking about. So that's so, and I feel like sometimes we don't want to give away information because, well, what if they're going to book it on their own? They're going to book it on their own regardless. So might as well you show up as the authority figure in whatever your niche is, give that information, be as giving as you can, and wait for the amazing, perfect, right client. Not only that, but wait for the time when they are ready, because those two things have to combine. And it'll just be a beautiful, incredible relationship that happens, hopefully, moving forward within your business, but within also their lives, because you have just planned something that has knocked their socks off. So that is just a little tangenty, but also I just wanted to share like my passion and excitement for all of that with you. And yeah, happy Saturday. Let me know if you have any questions. Just post them in the comment or shoot me a message. I hope this has helped you, and I will see you all later. Bye.
Thanks for joining me on the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. Please subscribe and leave the show a rating on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, and don't forget to take a look at the show notes for important information and links. See you next week.